Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I think Phil hit upon many of the high points, the dynamics that are happening right now in the Asian markets. Kind of a perfect storm. We have a very strong dollar. We've had stiff Australian competition. Their exports for the first 4 months were up 10%, a record pace. Strong shipments here to the United States, but also Japan and Korea. We had the West Coast port strike, which really crippled especially our chilled beef and pork exports to that country for the first 3 months of the year. Both chilled beef and pork were down over 20% each. There's just no tolerance for not being able to ship that type of product. We expect that to rebound, but we have a high percentage of our beef and pork exports to Japan going in chilled form, so that really hurt us. There's another situation we're watching in Hong Kong. There's backed up inventories of beef, pork, chicken, seafood, as China undertakes a very intense agricultural product anti-smuggling campaign. This campaign has been going on for almost a year, but its intensity is still very strong. And there's a lot of protein sitting in Hong Kong. So inventories, we're concerned about that inventory situation because I think, as everyone knows, Hong Kong's been a big market for U.S. beef. In China, we're seeing a softening of all protein prices. Pork's been, we've been talking about the boring mode here. China pork's been boring. It's just been flatlined. Everyone's waiting for a price bump. We're getting toward the end of the first half of the year. If that price bump happens, which all the Chinese statistics say should happen, then we should see more demand. There is more buying right now of pork from countries, especially European countries. Phil mentioned very, very attractive prices with Chinese prices staying flat, but international prices weakening, including those of the U.S., the gap between China and outside world prices, especially of pork, is widening. So those are really the things we're watching. Inventories, this is a word that we've been using a lot recently. The Philippines, which imported over 500,000 tons of meat and poultry last year, record level. They have high inventories. We are watching inventories in Korea as well. So I think overall we're still kind of settling out the flow issues of product from North America to Asia. I think I'll stop there. Let me just mention one other thing. Phil mentioned free trade agreements. Everyone's got their eye on China. Australia signed a free trade agreement with us. China signed a free trade agreement with Australia. One very interesting component of that, which they're nailing the final details down, are live cattle shipments. So that could be a game changer because some of the pronouncements from Australian industry representatives on the type of volumes that could be shipped under a live cattle protocol reach into the seven figures. So that could be a game changer. Just one other thing on the beef side, we see record prices in Australia this week. So they've maintained slaughter levels at a very high level, but their prices are going up. So it just shows you the demand that's out there in the international marketplace. We know buyers in China that are really scrambling to get product from Australia and New Zealand. And so that's really supporting their complex. How that plays out for the rest of the year, because, again, their prices are really high. Yes, their dollar's down 12% year on year, but their prices have gone up much more. So it's another dynamic that's going to create a very international, very interesting situation in Asia for the U.S.-Australia beef competitive dynamic that we face every year and have faced over the last 20 years. So I think with that, I'll take questions because I have to run to another meeting, but appreciate your interest.
Any questions for Joel? Any questions from the phone for Joel?
Colleen, did you have anything you'd like to ask Joel? Colleen Schreiber from Livestock Weekly has a question.
Joel, can you tell me on the, you mentioned how much down we are from the port closures. Can you give us a dollar figure on that? And have we recovered and did we lose market share because of that shutdown?
Yeah, so the question was, what are the dollar figures? I think maybe Joe can give you the figures later. I don't have those at my fingertips in terms of the dollars. It would have been substantial. We are seeing the resumption of the chilled beef and pork flows. We were in Japan last week talking to buyers. The flows have started to resume normalcy, especially on the chilled side. There's been a little bit of confidence shaken because this chilled business is program buying. So any disruption is extremely disruptive to the end users that rely on that flow. But it is returning to normal right now. So we think that for the rest of the year, hopefully it'll go back to the levels at least of a year ago. We can get you those figures, though.
Great.